Hey, what's going on? REHDOG here. And I've been talking with my silent advisor, one of my silent advisors, and had some long discussions about some new stuff I'm going to be trying out. So one of the things we talked about were video logs. So I've decided I'm going to do three different series of video logs. One dealing with my rant and rave, just going off the top of my head on whatever subject matters bothers me. One about my daily journals. As you know, my music is all about my daily journals. I've said from day one, my music always pertains to, you know, things that's in my life, friends, family, whatever. And the third one will probably be, you know, answering viewers' questions. I've received many phone calls and emails and messages, so thought I'd do a segment on answering those questions. And also a segment on new things I have going on and stuff like that. So I think we're going to start off with my daily journal. So let's see, what is today's date? August 19, 2009. And many people ask me about friends. They say, they write to me, "Why are you always alone, Ray Dog? Why don't you have friends and stuff like that? Why are you eating Thanksgiving dinner alone, all this stuff?" So I thought I'd address that. A lot of people have said, "I feel so bad for you, I feel sorry for you." Don't. That's just the way how I want it. That's the way how I want it. You see, when I went to high school, I was trying to be a follower, and that's just not me. Following the latest trends, that get the most friends, all this type of crap. It's BS, folks. It wasn't making me happy. I was the most miserable dude in the universe, because I was trying to make everyone happy, pretending to be something that you're not, which you should never ever do. Because in the long run, it's just not good for you. You gotta do what makes you happy. That's the only thing that you need to worry about. So don't worry about, "Oh, my friends got the latest new fashion, oh this or that." No, it doesn't even matter. As long as you're happy within yourself, then that's how you do it, you know. I've tried having all the friends and stuff, but you know what, I had so many friends, and you know what, all of them were there for the wrong reasons. "Oh, Ray, could you do this for me? Ray, could you do that? Ray, could you loan me this? Ray, could you loan me that?" Then when the chips were down, I turned around looking for help. Not one. I mean, I could count the close friends on one hand, how many close friends I have to date. And you know what? It's overrated, friends. You know, having a whole bunch of friends is really overrated. You don't need to have a whole bunch of friends. You just have a few close friends and that's it. Because I'll tell you, especially friends that I try to pick up that was in my neighborhood, oh no, they are the worst. They have what you call a loser. You don't want them. They stake your house out. They know where, when you work. They know what time you're not there. And guess what? They break in. So, actually, one of my closest friends, they're not even from this state. You know, it's really, I mean, online friendships, they really, I mean, they're far and in between, but they can work out to be a growing, meaningful relationship that grows into a relationship more than just an online friendship. You know, I could count on one hand how successful it's been. So, yeah. You don't have to, and be careful online too, because there's a lot of crazy people out there. They really are. So you can't just, you know, go by your God-given instincts. If your first instincts say this smells, stinks, like, you know, like I gotta stay away from this situation, do it. Don't give, of course you don't give out your personal information. I can't tell you how many people, they think because I'm a quote-unquote celebrity online on TV, that I'm like anti-human or something, you know, they They want this, they want that, they want to use me for this, use me for that. I've been there, done that. A loser. No, I don't want that, I don't want. So, that's pretty much what I have to say. And as far as I'm working on a new CD right now, and I spoke with one of my close friends, Turtle, and he, you know, after speaking with him, I decided that I was going to do another album. Because I was fixing to take a really long break, like maybe a year break, and just get away from it all, because it's just getting to be too much. But so I have to thank Turtle for the inspiration. So you get two pats on the back. Inside jokes, folks, only he'll know what I mean. This is his graduation shirt. So anyway, folks, hold on a second. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing some more of these vlogs, and this segment was just basically dedicated to friendships and stuff. You just gotta really trust your instincts and you'll know who's true and who's not true. And I don't need 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 friends to make myself happy. I have, like I said, 3 I could count on, and that's all I need. And they're not even all from this state. At least one of them are not from this state, and we have a really close, tight friendship, and that's cool. So, until next time, y'all be safe and be cool. Keep watching those videos.